Okay, let's start. Kuf Nun Hey Amid Beis.
No, I have Kuf Nun Bav Amid Aleph.
No, it's Roma Ravashi. Kuf Nun Hey Amid Bet. Roma Ravashi Mas Nisim Nami Daika.
Okay. What line is that in the going other here?
Amar, it's right in the middle. Avis. It's right in the middle.
How did I get so far?
It's right in the middle. Why don't you just summarize the whole thing? We'll finish it off.
Amar Ravashi. Here we go.
See it
there?
Yeah.
Okay. We talked about not putting the gourds in front of the behema, right? In the Mishnah there. And not the... Okay. We need to just figure out the other bearings here. Right, we talked about Eina Dluin Lifnei Behema, but then Avei Lifnei Klavim, or the carcass in front of the dogs. So let's go to the Mylov. Mylov, Dluin, Mylov, we're not talking about Dluin, Dumin, and Avela. Manel, the Kiyat Dluin, Avela. Just like the gourds that are like carcass. That's like carcass soft, so too the gourds are going to be soft. Say Alma Tarchina Beuchlis. You see that someone could put in extra work in order to make something that is for something that's already going to be edible. Right, that's what we were talking about. So the Gemara says as follows: Tiyutza de Rav Yehuda. That's a contradicts Rav Yehuda, who says that you can't do that. So Amalok Rav Yehuda would turn to you and say, Nevela Dumi de Dulu and Madlu and the Ashuni Af Nevela. Hold on, 1 second. No. Went back too far.
Yeah, I think you could start
Amar Ravashi. Masnisa Nami Deka. Right, the Masnisan is also the Mishnah is also Meduik this way. I remember doing this. Einos de Mayim Lifnei. We did this already. Amos the Mayim Lifnei Diburim Lifnei Yonim Shabashovach. Avon also Lifnei Avazim Lifnei Tarnagov Lifnei Yoni Hadrasis to the Hedrosian doves. My time, Alav Meshum Dahani Zon Selechavanim. These are you're responsible for, and those you're not responsible for. So Litaimech, according to your Shita, who says the reason of the Mishnah, my Iria Maya. Why they Dafka take Mayim? That's what we're up to put in front of the Diburim. Afilu Chite Visari. Namilo, you can't even put the wheat in anything there. Elashaini Maya Deshkiche Ba'agma. Dafka Mayim is Aser for the Mishnah to put in front of them, since the Mayim is found in the Agam. So Darish Rab Yona Apitka de Benesia, the entrance of Benesia, Maya Dechtiv Yodea Tzadik Din Dalim. That Yodea Kodesh Baruchu Bechelev Shemazona Seyam Watin. That the Brios is not Merachim to give him a lot of food. Lafika Shoa Achila So Bameav Shlosha Yom. Kidatan is London Mishnah. Kama Tisha Achila So Bameav. How long does the Basar may stay in the stomach of the Balichayim? Via hey tamik, should be hey tamik, bechelib. By a dog which swallows basar mace takes 3 days and 24 hours. But ofus of a dogim who swallows basar mace, the shear is kadesh tipo la orav tisrav, when the basar mace goes into the fire and is burnt. Amrav hamnuna shvamina orach ara lemishte umtza lekalva. That which the Gemara said with the makbet HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the mezonos of a kelev, so you know, since it's roy to throw to a kelev, basar chai, as we say. Vakama, how much? Amrav mari mashach udna. How much is a little bit? Like the mita of an ozen, v'chutra abasre, and you hit it immediately with a stick that shouldn't be rugil. Hani mila b'davra avo b'masa lo da'asa l'misrach, and all that's in a field, but in yeshuv you shouldn't give it all. Why? Because it's going to come to get ruined afterwards and cause a hefsid. Amra papa leis da'anya mekalva. There's no poor person more than a kelev, because its mezonos are so few, and because why? The brias aren't so merachim. They don't have so much rachmanas on a dog. But leis da'atir machzira. And there's no wealthier animal than the pig. Everyone's taking care of the pig. They're fattening up the pig.
No, it's because the pig will eat anything.
They eat everything.
In other words, a dog doesn't eat so much. A dog does.
Right, totally. Everything is roi to achila for the chazir. That's why everything is roi to achila. So it's funny when we use nifsal machil's kelev. Tanya kvasi de rav yudalena mishna ezohi amara ve'ezohi halta.
Nifsal machil's kelev
is a lower threshold now. You see,
lower threshold.
Yeah. Right.
The pig will eat anything.
Right. Tanya Kavasid Rav Yehuda, the Mishnah Ezi, Hamara, Vezi, Halta, Hamara, means Marbitza. You place the behema, Upokerapia, and you put like a wedge to keep its mouth open. Umachila, Kashina, Mayim, Vasa. You feel it all its stuff in one shot. Halta is Machila, Ma'umar, is to feed the animal while it's standing. Umashkemu, and you drink it while it's standing. But no, the Kashina, Mifneatza, Mayim, Mifneatza. So the Mishnah says, "Malak de latarnigal." You give water to put mix into the stuff there, the food of the animal. Amar Abay, I'm Risa Kamei Demar. I asked Rabbi Bar Nachmani, "Masnisa Mani, who is the Shita of our Mishnah?" So we say, that Nisinas Maim L'tocha Morsin is not Isser Alisha. So Amarli, Rabba said to me, V'shitas Rav Yossi Barav Yehuda Hi, Etanya Echad Nosin at the Kemach, V'echad Nosin L'socha Mayim, Ha'achron is Chayiv. Divrei, Rav Yossi Barav Yehuda says, Eino Chayiv Achi Egabel, until you mix it together. Dilma Adkan Lokam Rav Yossi Barav Yehuda Hasam, Ela Kemach de Bar Gibelhu, which is something which can be mixed. Ava Morsin the Lav Bar Gibelhu, but Morsin, which is not a Bar Gibel, even if you mix in it a lot of water, it's not... It doesn't become an Isa. So Afilu Rabbi Yossi's moda that putting water into it, that already is the Lisha process. So Lo Sal Kedai Tchil, I wouldn't think this Chilik Tanya Behedja, because the Baris would say it explicitly, that Ain't Nos Demayim L'Morsin, Div Rebbe. Rabbi Yossi Rehuda says, Nos Demayim L'Morsin, you can't put water into it directly. So the Gemara continues and says, Ain't Govlin Akeli. You don't mix on Shabbos water flour, which is made from the... from tfua, which dried up in an oven, the yeshamrim shagovlin, that you do put it. Man yeshamrim, who is this yeshamrim? So we say it's Amarav Chizda. That Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda, he holds it's not chayiv on asina smayim alone until you do the gibel. The hani mili, and that's going to be true, the meshani, when you do it with a shinoi. Heichi meshani, how do you megabel with a shinoi? It's Amarav Chizda al yad, you throw it from one hand to the other. Veshavin, they both agree, Tanakam Rav Yossi, who argue with this gibel, with a shinoi of a keli. Shabochin et ashatah, you take the spoon and you use that for the shasis. The shasis is water, oil, salt together to make a michael called shasis and Shabbos. V'shosin zeisom amitzrei, and you drink the zeisom amitzrei even for refua. Since mashke, this mashke is going to mashamish even because not for refua. Therefore, you could drink it for refua because it could be for anything.
If it's mostly liquid.
If it's liquefied, then it's fine.
If it's viscous.
Yes, good. Good. So, Bahamart, but we said the Tanakama, Engel, I thought you can't do Gibel. So the Gemara says, Lokasha, Haba Ava, that which is the Gabel is with a thick mixture. Havaracha, though with a softer mixture, mostly liquefied, then it's fine. So, Hani, Mili, Hu, Demishani, that which we have to, we said, do this type of Shinoi. So, Hechi Mashin, and how do we do the Shinoi? Amar Yosef Achol, in the week when you're rugged to put the vinegar and then afterwards the Shasis. But Shabbos, you change up the order. V'nosin ashas v'nachar nosin at the chometz. Levi breder of huna barchia ashkechei legavla debei nasha. He found on Shabbos a shomer of behemoth aviv, whose tafkid was to gabble the michel for the behemoth. To call gavil, who would megabble the morsin with a shinoi, v'safi letor, and feed it to the ox afterwards, b'halta. So batash bei, Levi protested that. Because learned in a Mishnah, l'kuli alma, we don't do gibel. And Levi understood that even through a shinoi, it's aser. Atavu Ashkechei, he come to Rav Huna Bar Chia, his father of Levi, and found Amar Levi. Hachi Amar Vu Dimech Mishmeidar. This is what your mother said today. The Rav Umanu, who is the father, the mother of Levi, Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba. He said Govlin Morsin on Shabbos, Velo Misafin, and you don't mix it in, and you don't give it over to the Shorim. Udalo Lakit Balshine, and a calf, a small cotton who didn't learn yet how to eat, Malhiktin Le. Right, you give it to him in a way that it's still able to return the food back in a type of feeding. That's able to return the food. You give it in a lighter way, in a way that the animal can still retrieve it if it's not going down.
So here you force feed it.
Yeah, the lomas, govlin,
the lomas. Feed it without it being able
it,
to.
It has to. You can only force feed with the ability for it to return the food. Hani mili, that heter of gibel morsin is demeshani. Is dafka when there is a shinoi. Heichi meshani, how do you do a shinoi? Amar of yirmi bar shalmash mei dabaye shasi va'arev. The shinoi is that you take the stick. Shasi va'arev. You mix it both each way, vertical and horizontal. Whoop and warp. V'hol ma'arev shaper. But it's not going to mix well. Amar of Yehuda minaro lekeli. Afterwards, you pour it into the vessel, and that'll be the final blow in the mixing stage. Ksiv aspinta de zeire. It was written in the pinkus, right in the ledger of zeire, that amarti kadam, that I asked before Rabbi Umano, and who was the Rabbi of zeire? Reb Chia, and that's why I asked him. Mahu legabel. What's the din? Is it mutu legabel a thick mixture on Shabbos by a shinoi? Amar Reb Chia said it's aser. A further question. Mahu lefarik. Is it mutu to take ochel from the kli that's in front of one behema and move it to the kli that's in front of another behema? Amar Reb Chia said it's mutter. Amar Rav Menashe Chad Kamechad, to give one midah of ochel in front of one behema, utrei kame trei, and to give two midahs and two in front of two behemas to eat from the one avos. So shapir dami it's mutter. Tlasa kame trei, to give three midos in front of two behemas, that's going to be aser. Since even during the week you don't give that kind of kamos in front of behema, therefore it's a tircha shalol tzarech. Rav Yosef says kab, vafilu kabayim. Ula says kor vafilu kurayim. Ksiv Apinka say it was written on the ledger of Levi Amarti Kadam. I said this before, Rebbe. Umanu, who is the Rebbe of Levi? Rabbeinu HaKodesh, all the Havik Vil and Shisa, and people who are Rogil to be Megagil, the Shisa and Shabbos, that was in Bavel. The Havik Tzavach Rebbe. And Rebbe would scream out, Umanu, who's Rebbe? Rabbeinu HaKodesh. It's funny, Gemara, who's Rebbe? Rabbeinu HaKodesh. This whole Gemara seems very explanatory, that they had it in the ledger. We know they wrote notes down, brises and things like that. I don't know why they're telling us. That's why this whole Gemara seems very strange.
Then it's the exact same thing.
What?
I mean, Umanu Rabbeinu HaKodesh.
No, it's saying Rebbe is Rabbeinu HaKodesh, we assume. That's why many of the
gear... The second statement, too.
The second statement is explaining who Rebbe is. But we know Rebbe is Rabbeinu HaKodesh. So it's very basic. So the Gemara, many Girsos, or Diktoke Sofrim, take out this line, Umanu Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Al dahave gavlin shesisa. He would do the gibal and the shisa. V'leish shemayle. And there was no one who would say that it's aser. V'leish chayle bidei lemeisar. And there was no one. And there wasn't the koach. He couldn't make it aser. Midir Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, because Rabbi Yosef Yehuda already was mater the gibal, even in a belila ava through a shinoi, and therefore he couldn't pull that back from the people. Ksiv apinkasei. It's written on the ledger of Shulman Levi. Haman de belcher shabsa. Someone who's born on the first day of the week, Sunday. Ye gavar v'lo chadave. He's a person who's perfect in mida, and he has no other mida. One mida. He's a master of one mida and no other mida. My v'lo chadave. What does it mean? One mida, no other mida. Ilema v'lo chad letivo. That he will not have one other good mida. V'am Ravashi anavachad. Ravashi used to say he was born on Sunday. He had other good midas. El alav. You got to say chad levisho. He's not going to have one other bad mida. But wait a second. V'am Ravashi. Anav Dimi bar kakusa. Me and Dimi bar kakzusa was born b'chad b'shapsa. And we're born on the same day. Ana Melech, I became Rosh Hashiva, and he became Rosh Ganavi. He became the head of the Ganavim. So you see, there were bad midas, so you're born on Sunday. Eleki ikule lativo, if all the midas were good, he's not going to have another one. Very good. People who are born on Sunday are very consistent in what they do. If they have good midas, you know all their midas are good. If they have bad midas, all their midas are bad. Okay. You see, there's a girsa there that we don't have, but it says, why is that the case? Because the Hebrew be or v'choshech, because that's when light and darkness were created on that day. Hi, man de batrei b'shabsa. Someone who was born on Monday, yehei gavar ragzad, is going to be an angry person. My time, and the shum de flugi b'mai, because the water was split then. Han man de plis b'shabsa. Someone who was born on Tuesday, yehei gavar asir, is going to be a wealthy person. Vazana yehei, he's going to be a licentious person. What's the reason? Mishum de Hebrew be asam, because grass was created then. Hi, man de arba b'shabsa. Someone who was born on Wednesday, yehei gavar chakim inar, is going to be a wise person and with a luminous face. My time, mishum de islu be, because maoros, because that day the luminaries were hung in the sky. Hi, Manda Bechamish Besam. Someone is born on Thursday. Yehi Gvar Gomal Chasadim is going to be someone who's going to be a giver. My time is from the Ibrei Bei Dagimos, because the fish and the birds were created them. There's not a lot of tircha in preparing them. There was a chesed from Hashem. Hi, Manda Malei Shabbos. Someone is born Erev Shabbos. Yehi Gvar Chazran is going to be a person who is a Chazran.
Which way? 6th day or 5th?
Yeah, he's going to go after things. What does it mean? For Erev Shabbos. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Chazrin, he's going to go after mitzvahs. Hi, man. Someone was born on Shabbos. Shabbos Yomos. He's going to die on Shabbos. Al dachilu lo yom rapslu shabsa. That because of his leida, they had to violate the Shabbos. Amar Rav Shila Kedisha Rabbi Yizkari. One is born on Shabbos? No, it's the opposite. It's called a holy and parish, a Kaddish person. Because he was born on Shabbos, it says Vayikat Shayu. It's called a holy person. So Amar Le Rav Chanina. Interesting machlokes there. Amar Lehu Rav Chanina.
Why is that make any sense? So you'll desecrate again?
These are symbolic of some other mazels. They're trying to figure out what mazels being symbolized by what ended up happening there. They're trying to just figure out what that mazel indicates. Let me see here if there's any biurei. We're showing him here on the side. Yes, stam like that. All right, I'll check the marsha, but let's move ahead. So the Gemara Kedin says, Amar Reb Chanina, Amar Lehu Reb Chanina, Poku Amar Lehu Bar Yoni. Go out and tell Ben Levi, Lo Mazel Yom Gorem. The day's mazel is not what causes anything. Ela Mazel Besha Gorem. It's more precise. It's actually the hour which causes all of this. Okay, so the Gemara continues, Hai Man De Bechama, someone who's born in the sun, right? Yehei Gvar Zvavsin is going to be a person who's going to be like a luminous face. Yeah, Achol Midalei. And he's going to be able to eat from his own hood, own food. Vishasil midalein, he's going to drink from his own stuff. Like the sun, it serves itself. Doesn't need the moon needs the sun, but not vice versa. Vizeroin glavin, and it's his secrets will be revealed. Meaning everything will be open with it. He can't hide anything because everything is so out there about him. Okay, the Gemara is v'im ganev lo matzliach, and if he wants to steal, he's not going to be successful because he'll always be seen. So the Gemara is hi man de kuva noga. Someone is born at the time when the star Noga is out there. Yehei, what is it? Venus. Yehei gavar asir. He's going to be a person who's wealthy. Vezana yehei, and he's going to be a person who is a noach who loves licentiousness. Kuf vavam et aleph bottom. My time a mishum de yalid beinura. The ash, the fire that's totally in that mazel, creates that passion. Hi, man de bekochav. Someone is born in the when the star is ruling. Yehei gavar nehir v'chakim is going to be what's that?
Mercury
is going to be someone who's wise and someone who's wise, countenance, strong countenance and wise. Mishum de safer v'chamo, because this kochav is a it's the sofer, so to speak, of the sun. It's the scribe of the sun. Hi, man, Diblavana. Someone is known while the moon is in power. Yehei Gavar Sevil Marin is going to be a person who's going to be sova, lots of machalos, lots of pains. So the Gemara says, Banai Vesasir. He's going to be someone who builds and takes down. Sasir Banai takes down and builds, like the moon, going up and down. Okay, the Gemara says, Achad Lodlav Shasle Dlila. He's going to eat and drink from things that are not his, like the moon, which can encroach on the border of the Chama. You see that you could even see the moon during the day. Verazoin Kesayan, and its secrets will be covered up like the moon. And Im Ganav, if he's going to be a Ganav, he's going to be a successful Ganav. The Gemara Ketizan says, "Hi, man, Demish Ikshtabai." Someone is born when the Kochav Shafzai is ruler. Wow, very good. Yehei Gavar Machshav Sei Batel. He's going to be a person whose Machshavos are going to be bottled. Ve'iste Amri, and some say, "Kol Machdashav Alei Batelin." All the Machshavos that they think of it are going to be bottled. Hi, man, De Betzedek. Someone is known when the Kochav Tzedek is in power. What's
Jupiter.
That? Jupiter. How do they know Tzedek is Jupiter? Yehei Gavar Tzadkin, right? It's going to be an Ish Tzedek. So the Gemara says, "Amrav Nachav Yitzchak Tzidkem Mitzvos." It's going to be Tzedek and Mitzvos. Hi, man, the Madim. I guess that's Madim is Mars, right?
Yeah.
Mars. Yehei Gavar Ashei Dam is going to be a person who spills blood, red. Amrashi I Umna. It could be that a person who is who lets blood. What?
Isn't this dependent sort of on the Roman?
This is very, very black.
This is Greek.
Well, listen, the power of Mazalos, the power
Mars
of...
but the name Mars is actually the mythology.
The question is like this. When you have stuff like this, for example, bloodletting. What was bloodletting? It was based on certain schools that were paramount in different cultures, in different traditions. The question is always who got it from who. It could be there was a basic Jewish concept of Mazalos, concept of stars.
This started really in Mitzrayim.
What?
This all really started in Mitzrayim.
Say again?
This all really started in
Mitzrayim. Yeah, sun god, Ra.
They worshipped the sun, but doesn't mean everything else was...
They knew when Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be born, and they said that he's going to be Redeemer.
But we believe Ma'ala Teva.
Ain Mazel be Yisrael, which means that these... So that doesn't mean these things aren't real. It just means that you could transcend the possibilities, meaning we have certain. The Rambam says it always. Someone who's born in a certain month. Rambam says it much later, and he was a rationalist. Rambam says there's people who are born with certain traits because they're born when Mars. They're more red. They're angrier people. Rambam quotes in Yesodei Torah. But his whole point of free will is Ein Mazel B'Yisrael, and free will you could transcend your inclinations towards certain behaviors. You have bechira to transcend, but these things. Go ahead.
Yeah, this could be a very long
shift. Okay, we could do it. It's hard to trace who got from where and when and how. It's hard to know that, because even if you say you got it from Mitzrayim, you go earlier and God took him to look at the stars of the sky and got and said, send me eats the Nir Shalcha. He told Avram, step out from your astrology for a moment.
He didn't tell him to look at the sand of the sea.
What? No, but I'm saying even if we're going to Tzeh Me'itz Tagnina Shalcha, where he told Avram, step out from your astrology for a moment, Tzeh Me'itz Tagnina Shalcha, step out from your stars. Meaning, in general, we can transcend the ability of these stars, but you know what, let's leave it for a good share. We'll do it one day, where the concept of astrology comes from in Judaism, and how much weight does it have. Hi, Madu Yevigar Ashavashi, e umna, if he's an uman who lets blood, e ganav, if he's ganav, e tabach, if he's a shochet, e mola, if he's a moil, right? All these things let blood. Amarava, an madim, I was born in the time when madim it rules, and I didn't spill blood. Amarabai, mar nami anish vekatel. You too punish people who pass your words and violate them, and you kill them. That's how you kill them, by cutting them down, by arguing with them. Itmar, Rav Yehud, Rav Chanina, Omer, mazel machim. The mazel causes a... Yeah, but also Katnas Halavana, Hischachus Halavana,
yeah.
All these things are schoolers.
I've heard the many Mepharshim say that the Greeks brought down Mazel into the world, meaning the concept. Mazel existed, but they interpreted it and brought it into the world.
They made it a regular part of daily living. All right. Let's say it first here. Mazel Masher, the Mazel which causes a person to be rich, Vyesh Mazel Yisrael, and there even Mazel which affects Yisrael, constellations. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ain Mazel Yisrael." No, there's no Mazel Yisrael. As Rabbi Yochanan, Tamei, Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin Shem Mazel Yisrael. Shneimer says by Yirmiyahu, Ko Amar Hashem El Derech Agoyim Ve El Telamadu Meos Hashemayim El Tachtov Techatu Ki Yechtu Agoyim Mehema. Heim the Goyim Yechatu. They have pachet from those signs in the Shemayim. In a Mazel in the Shemayim, below Yisrael, and Yisrael should not fear because they could change the Mazel. Afrav Savar Ain Mazel Yisrael. Dam Rabbi Yehuda Amarav Minayin Shem Mazel Yisrael Shneimer Sevei Avram Avinu Yotzei Tachutzet. Go outside. Amar Leishparish Baruch Rabon Shalom Ben Beisi Yorshasi. Is my children going to inherit me? So Amar Lo Lav. He's not going to inherit. Ki Ima Asher Yetzei Mecha. Amar Lofana Rabon Shalom Nistalki Besani. I saw my Mazel that this is going to happen. You see, he's affected by Mazel. Ain't he roi lale? I'm not going to give birth to any kid. Amar Leishparish Baruch Hu says, Sam Yisni Yisholcha. Get out from your Mazel. Ain't Mazel Yisrael. My Dad, what are you thinking? So you say, Dekai, one is standing with the Kochav Tzedek, which is your Mazel, Bamarav, and he's a place that's cold, that you can't be roi lahalid. Menardal Mokminale. I'll go and establish Bemizrach, which is a place that's warmer. Behind the Dechiv, certainly we know certain weather affects people. Miyair Mizrach, Tzedek Yikral Laraglo. So the Shmuel Nami, it says, Ain Mazel Yisrael. Right? Shmuel says, Ain Mazel Yisrael. The Shmuel Vavli, the name of a Chacham Nachbar, who was Choser, who looked at stars. I have a Yosfu Vavli, Ka'azli Hanech Inish Lagme. And there are people who used to go in front of them in the Agam. Amrli Abla the Shmuel. Hi, Gavra Azib Lalasi. This person who went to the Agam, you shouldn't go back from. Tarek Le Chivio Maisi. What? Agam's a swamp. A swamp. Amarle Avla de Shmuel. Hi, Gavra Azi Velo Asi. This person should go into the Agam and he won't return. Tarek Velo Chive Amaya. A snake should bite him and he should die. Amarle Shmuel Ibar Yisrael. If he's a kosher person, Azi Velo Asi. He can return back and forth. The Mazel, he won't die. Adiyasav Azi Velo Asi. He would person goes to the Agam and goes back. Kam Avle Shadi Latune. The person threw on him the masa, which he brought from the Agam, and Ashkech Bechivin. He found inside it reeds. He found inside it reeds, the kanim of a nachash, the pasuk Gishari Betarte Guve, which was cut and put into pieces in front of him. Amar Le Shmuel. Shmuel said to that person, "My avarata, what did you do over here that because of it you were saved?" Amar Le Kol Yom Havim Rimnim Rifte Bahadi Adadi Vachlinen. Every day, the Bnei Chabura, we would bread and we would eat it together. Yeah, we eat it together. We share our portions. Ha'idna today, havi ika chad minan de lo havi le rift. There's a person who didn't have a portion of bread. Havi ka michsef. He was embarrassed. Amina luhu. I said to the Bnei Chabura, ana ki'imna verimna. I will lift today the bread, kimata lagabe, so that when I come to collect from that person who doesn't have, shavi napshi kamanda shakal minei. I'll make myself that though I'm taking from him some bread, as though he's contributing. Kihechil, so you don't be embarrassed. Amar Shmuel says, mitzvah, you did a mitzvah. Nafuk Shmuel
v'darash. Is this where the concept of chaburas comes from?
No, you have chaburas already by Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach nechel b'chabura. Utztaka tatzil mavis. And the Shmuel darshins from the Pesach, tztaka tatzil mavis. Not just tatzil, memisa mishuna, elu memisa atzad. Not just from a strange death, it kills you from death itself. It saves you from death itself. Umid Rabbi Akiva Nami, the Maestro of Rabbi Akiva, Ein Mazli Yisrael, it's Mukhuk, Ein Mazli Yisrael. The Rabbi Akiva, Havile Barta, he had a daughter, Amrile Kaldai. The Chosim said in the structure of Rabbi Akiva, Havu Yoma Da'ila Liganba, and the day that you're going to marry up your daughter, Tarek Lechive Amaisa. A snake is going to bite her and she's going to die. Havi Di'iga Amis Latuva, Rabbi Akiva was so worried about this. Havu Yoma, the day of her marriage, Shakala Machtavena. She took an ornament of gold, which, like something on the head, and a brooch, and that's the baguda, and he stuck it into the wall.
Isrami
esiv ve'enei dechia, and all of a sudden, she put the tachshit, it went into the eye of the snake. Letzafer kikas shaklula, in the morning when she took the tachshit from the wall, When she took the touch from the wall, the snake was being dragged after it. Amr le'abur, it keeps their father. Maya Barata, what did you do with this? Amra le, she said to him, the daughter said, Bafanya ate anya karibava. At night, a poor person came to the door. Vahave taride kulam studesiv lekulishmai. And everyone was tarid in the studes nesuin, and there was no one who could listen to him. Ka'im na shaglarista diavnale. I got up and I took from a mana that you gave me, yahafta nehile, and I gave it to the ani. So Amrle, Rabbi Akiva says, mitzvah varata, you did a mitzvah, and because of that you were saved. Nafak Rabbi Akiva, vitzakiradna, and from there Rabbi Akiva darshan, staka tatsil mavas. Not just from Misa Meshuna, from Misa itself.
Both of these are Misa Meshunas. So how did they darshan?
That's the chiddush he's saying. What I learned, it doesn't just save you from Misa Meshuna. His further chiddush is not just that. It saves you from Misa. If the schus itself was enough to save her, meaning because it should have converted the Misa Meshuna to a regular Misa. From the fact it converted the Misa Meshuna to no Misa shows you it saves you even from her. I mean, maybe she's deserving of death, but not that bad. So then she should have died, but she didn't. So it shows you converted entirely. What? You might think that you need two separate schusim. One to save you from the embarrassment and the horrendous way that's entailed in dying that way. And you need a separate schus to be able to just survive. Rakiv is saying it's the same schus. It's the same. What?
It's not that bad.
It's a bad way to go. The venom slips into your body. Big knocker, yeah. Let's show you a big knocker over here. Yeah, not that bad. Good, you.
What I'm saying is it's a relatively quick death.
What?
It's a relatively quick death.
All right. Speak to Irwin, whatever that guy's name is. We are Machem Bar Yitzchak. Nami She'ein Mazli Yisrael. The Eimid Rav Nachem Bar Yitzchak. The one said, Amri Lakidlai. She said, those that look in the Kochavim, Baruch Gan Vahave. Your son should be a Ganav. Lo Shaf. What?
Will be a Ganav.
Lo Shafte Galuya Reshe. The mother wouldn't let him reveal his head. Oh, Amrle, uncover his head. Good. Amrle, she said to Rab Nachman, cover your head, always should have Yir Shemayim. Uboy Rachme, and Davin, right? That no Yetzirah should come upon you. V'lo havi yada. And Rab Nachman did not know, my karma, why should I always say this to him? Yo, his mother would say, Yom achar esek agarim tusei dikla. One day, he was sitting under a tree. Nafil glima me'ele reshe. A glima, a coat fell on his head. And he was with... His coat fell on his head, and he was without a cover on his head, knocked his yarmulke off his head. Dali Aine v'chazi l'dikle. He lifted his eyes and saw a deka, which wasn't his. Al me yitzrei. His yitzer took him, and salik paske l'kibre d'shene. He took, with a shinoi, a cluster of dates,
With his teeth.
Yeah, with his teeth. Al me yitzrei. His yitzer took him, and he took with his teeth some grapes.
Dates.
I want to see what happened. 1 second. Salik paske l'kibre b'shine.
An inborn inclination to steal was able to overcome that inclination with proper education and prayer. He was so able.
How did the shinoi solve it?
Because it's not really stealing. Maybe.
Can't do a shinoi on gneva. It's gneva. It's not Shabbos.
It was his teeth. He was so desperate to get to the dates, to steal the dates, that he went up there and did it with his teeth as opposed to like going to get something.
I'm saying, is that a shinoi?
No. But is that considered stealing?
His teeth. Salik paske l'kibur b'sheine. He went and took with his teeth. It was said he went and took it, though.
He climbed up and detached a bunch of dates with his teeth.
How does that help anything? He still stole.
No, he still stole. That's how his Yetzer Hara took him. He didn't get a scissor or a knife and chop it down.
No, but that's wrong. But the whole point of this Gemara is that the tefillah should help to stop from it.
No.
But it says that he lost his head covering. Because he lost his head covering, he was able to...
His head covering allowed him to get out of his teva because his teva was to steal.
In other words,
the tefillah worked, but in that instance that the power of the...
Where his good deed stopped happening,
okay.
He was so...
Okay, we'll stop there. I have a good idea for the rest of the Gemara. What we'll do is we accomplish two things this way, but I'm going to suggest. We start Erevin tomorrow. What I'll do is, at the Dvar Halacha at the end of Davening, maybe the Dvar Halacha at the end of Davening, we should do a few lines each day. This way we could also make a Siyum, we could use it also at a natural pace. We could also make a Siyum Erev Pesach. We could make a Siyum with it Erev Pesach. We accomplish that Siyum Erev Pesach. We could do a few lines each day. And this way we also have a minion to make a Siyum on as well. Yeah, it works or no?
So what do you want to do? You want tomorrow? What?
Tomorrow we start Erev.
I have to be here 10 minutes earlier.
I'll tape it for you. Can listen to it.
The Siyum on Monday, we should have a serious Siyum within Shabbos.
What?
A serious Siyum within
That's why I'll be that in Mamash will be a serious sin. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, you need a sponsor for the sea. I sponsor the sea.
Oh, Baruch Hashem.
As long as you buy the food, I sponsor the
sea. All right, fresh lox. Fresh lox.